Well, once again, we had a fun little back and forth.
Really
there.
Nice early bit, and it's gone.
It's gone. The first 45 seconds were fucked up, which actually not even fucked up. I could have just continued going and then mixed all this down at the end, but then the file would have been... That it costs us money now.
Yeah.
And you know me.
Can't
I'm all
risk
about
that.
Business. But it was a bureau reporter.
Yeah.
There's a reporter. I'm saying I'm here with a big fat guy.
No, you were first of all, there was nothing. It had nothing to do with being a fat guy.
We're here at Epcot Center.
And you are changing it.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. Just for the
thank you.
Just for truth. I don't like
you.
Lying to
Mr.
No, I don't
5
like
million.
Lying.
Maybe it's 6 million now is accusing me of
it was
being,
always 6 million.
It was always 6 million.
It was always 6 million. Thank you. Stop, bro.
And I'm with you on that one, Adam.
Oh, my God. And then
how about you know how people say that this guy's a Holocaust revisionist?
Yeah.
But he's like, actually, we're 7 million.
Yeah.
He's that kind
of bartering.
Yeah. Maybe
he's trying to get another million tacked on to the final tally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what purpose that would serve.
To get more reparations from Germany.
But the reporters, you know, just doing like, I'm here. It was one of the classic kind of.
It would have been one of the biggest, most classic bits.
Just a nice
one. I don't know if it was one of the biggest classic bits, but just reporters.
Just a nice piece of business.
Just, yeah.
A nice solid way to start off an episode.
Adam, a lot of, here's a little behind the curtains sort of thing is often. We'll finish the show and Adam will just start immediately laughing about the one thing he said and being like, dude, that's one of the funniest things that we've ever done.
Well, I meant it. I mean,
he'll like compliment his...
I never said
right,
that.
But to be fair, he had nothing to do with this particular
I didn't say anything. It was
and then
nice
he goes home.
Seconds.
And then,
I was waiting to chime
the
in.
The episode...
But it seemed like you guys were running with it. I let you run
the
with it.
The episode airs and... Yep. And Adam will sit at home on YouTube just Googling variations of, like, Adam's bagel story.
Yeah.
Right.
Adam's story about being 13 and seeing a girl and being ashamed of sex stuff at the bagel store in Israel.
I don't know. That's
the best story on the show.
The bagel
Adam's,
store in Israel.
Well, I didn't say that.
Adam, I was getting a bagel.
YouTube commenters may have
and there was
that.
A girl, and I could see her nipples through her shirt, and I had to go into the bathroom to text... My cousin, my Jewish, then we went to synagogue, and that
sounds like a pretty good story.
This is
a
classic.
We went to synagogue. We went. We got some.
And then the girl was at synagogue, and it turns out she was my cousin.
Oh my God!
Yep. And I got my dick sucked.
And I got my dick. And I was 13, and I was Jewish.
And she was 7, by the way.
She was.
But it was in Israel. There's no laws against it.
This is in Israel, the fucking outback, dude. No rules, just right. The Outbank.
The Outbank.
Yeah. Oi, welcome to the Outbank of Israel.
We're sniping toddlers that have water guns in their hands.
Outbank Steakhouse.
Outbank Steakhouse.
It's the finest Israeli food. We've got kangaroo hummus. No rules, no tipping, just right.
Well, that reached a pretty predictable conclusion. Still good.
Predictable
all the same.
In terms of hilarious, is what you mean.
Still good all the same. No, I meant that too, yeah.
Outbank Steakhouse.
Yeah, Outbank Steakhouse.
Outbank Steakhouse.
Outbank Steakhouse.
We're expanding. Every week there's a new restaurant further into what used to be Palestinian territory.
We're opening the settlement. Yeah.
We're opening a new location in the Golan Heights. What's another part of Palestine?
Well, I think the whole thing is Palestine, but that's just me.
No, yeah. You're just...
That's just me as the good kind of
no.
Kid.
No, no, you don't.
No, that just turns,
the no can really shift to being a Baltimore guy.
They say nor.
Nar.
No, thank you, Adam. Thank you for keeping me on track.
Yeah, that's all right.
Nar.
If we're doing Australian,
Nar, you don't. Yeah.
So let's go ahead and we'll walk through the whole thing. So
okay.
You got the Outbank, and what kind of animals they got there? They got a kangaroo that's got a change purse.
Right. And you know what? I'll say
and
this.
It looks more like a rat.
Okay.
It looks like a big rat.
It's a fucked up rat. Yep.
I'm imagining myself as Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
From a couple weeks ago, which I've spent, I don't know if I made it clear, but my version of the Chuck E. Cheese outfit. There's no head. It's okay. My own head.
I like that a lot. I've
balled it at this point, so I've got like a shitty comb over.
Yes.
And I'm painted gray, and there's a fake snout, a fake like ratty snout I have.
Oh, nice. Just a nose that you and like then, put on with yeah, like a put on rubber fake, band in the back.
Yeah,
or some
fake
shit.
Ratty ears that, hang, that have like
bite, I like that a lot.
Bite marks in them. And that's all.
It's, and by the way, it's body paint, so you can see your cock is just gray.
No, I still have the rest of the suit on.
No. Your body, it's gray spray body paint. And you can see your dick and balls, and they're just painted gray.
No, the bottom
well.
Of the suit has to be all fat.
And you.
With big rat legs and the tail.
Well, you've gotten fat.
Yeah, but not fat enough to I mean, it has to be all at the down where my legs are. It'd have to be a big thing, like a big ball sack. Maybe I have elephantiasis of the balls.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's like a big rat belly.
Gray.
And I have, maybe I'm just actually a rat.
You've turned into a rat.
And yes,
you've turned into some kind of mythical half rat.
Anyways, back to Jewish Outback Steakhouse.
See, and okay. I'll say, here's how naive I am. Not naive, but I was running it. I thought we were going West Bank, not just the bank, the Jews.
Yeah, I was confused about that too, but I didn't want to do a fact check kind of.
No, it's either.
Either, it could or, be either. But that's actually what's beautiful about it.
Okay. It's
verse.
Kind of a catch all.
It's verse
it's
as
versatile,
a joke.
Happy mm-hmm. pride.
It gets
pride.
Fucking yeah. fucked in the ass. It fucks in the ass.
Yeah.
I kind of always have hated dual puns, like two way puns.
What do you mean?
Like something like that, where it's like the bank, because you're going out bank, but then which direction do you go from there? It splits off.
Right.
There's two different paths for it
well,
to go.
Well, to choose your own adventure.
Well, no, because there's an implied non-specificity there. Even though it may seem like elegant and complex, it's sort of dissonant.
Well, you need to kinda understand. Lazy. You need to understand that there's elegance in the unknown.
What's lazy is you.
Well, I'm not. Never
somebody
that
doesn't say you've done brought nothing to the Jewish
okay.
Outback Steakhouse.
Well,
thing.
We only had
other
one
than to say,
pitch
oh,
on that.
That doesn't
went,
make sense.
No, you went into a Chuck E. Cheese thing.
I revisited
no,
the
okay,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, you said let's
because in my mind we're at the strip mall that has
you
both an Outback Steakhouse
thing.
And a Chuck E. Cheese, and I'm going into all the stores.
Okay,
saying how could this be more Jewish?
Right. All right. Okay.
You're doing the work. I get
Radio
it.
Shekel. They got that, dude.
Like
okay,
that.
Now we're going to doing a mole.
They got
thing?
A Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's...
Shofarns and Noble? Shofarns and Noble. And they sell those trumpets.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Jafar is and Noble. And it's Jafar. From, yeah.
You guys don't deserve the shofar, I got to be honest with you.
Why?
Fucking too cool.
You, I mean, anyone could buy one. You just get your own shofar.
Shouldn't be a part of your religion. It should be a part of a cool old like mystic religion with fucking wizards and shit.
I don't know. We're the people of the book, you know.
When's the last time a Jew did a real magic trick with miracles? Jesus. It's been a while.
What do you mean?
Dude.
Oh, with miracles?
No one's actually
a container
had
store,
powers.
But it's a like a one of the containers from a shipping container. Like a boxcar.
That they're doing sex trafficking?
So that's that kind of container store. How about that?
Is that still a Jewish thing?
Yeah, you know, because of the trains and stuff. That's how they
a
got
little it. Bit a little bit of a stretch, I have to admit.
All right. But I'm thinking about the things that are in this shopping center in my mind.
Okay.
I get it. I just think it should have a more direct tie
a
to
Panera,
being Jewish.
A Panera bread.
Yeah.
A Complainera bread.
Okay.
I'll go with that one. That one makes more sense to me than the shipping container store.
Yeah. The Jamba Jews.
Okay, that's a dunk right there.
Jamba. And what does Jamba mean?
I think it's like a
I'm pretty sure it's racist.
So it's a bunch of Jamba Jews.
Jamba
it's just a bunch
of
Jews
like
in blackface. It's a bunch of Jews in blackface with loincloths.
It's like a Lenny Kravitz type of thing.
What do you mean?
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
And okay. And you buy them there?
I don't know. We're taking a stroll down the strip mall.
Down the strip
because
mall,
I've become so pissed at Adam that we've had to leave
Chuck E. Cheese.
No, we weren't in Chuck E. Cheese. We were at the Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse.
We didn't have to leave that.
We
went to Chuck E. Cheese for a second, and you got mad.
You got mad. You were like, I thought we were at Outback Steakhouse.
Well, you just said it. Okay.
And it's because you're not even paying attention to where we are.
I've been laser focused. I've been really trying to pay.
Come on, Adam.
No, I have.
Adam, it's okay to admit you made a mistake.
Yeah, maybe laser cut diamonds, maybe.
Yeah, because of the Jewish involvement.
But you sell them for the real price. They're lab-grown diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're fake.
But you say they're De Beers.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, it's better for the, you know, better for the world.
You should be charging lower, though.
What do you mean?
Lab-grown, not the same.
I hear it's just as good. I'm disrupting the wedding industrial complex.
You're dick-sucking. Your dick-sucking.
These are blood-free diamonds.
The Stavros penis complex. Which includes my penis, my balls, and the top part of my asshole, otherwise known as the gooch. Or I guess the bottom part. That's the Stavros penis industrial complex. And you're dick sucking it.
Okay.
And you're really having a good time. You're throating me, and then you're taking your tongue from the tip of my dick all the way to my gooch, almost to my asshole.
With you while the penis is in my mouth still?
No. You're taking a break. You're spitting on it and jacking it off while you're licking my balls.
The Home Beepo is there, right?
Yeah.
And the beep refers to the sound that the ATM makes when you enter your PIN code.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the slur thing, but no. Okay. ATM.
Jews don't really say slurs that much.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
We don't say them in public, but...
That's true.
In private.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys... Is there Jewish confession?
No, we keep secrets until the day we die.
Instead of a limited 2, they have a limited 1.75.
Oh, because it's less. Yeah.
It's a little bit less.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Let's
see, what are some other stores?
In the mall?
Auntie Anne's, what kind of stuff?
Rossburg Dress for Even Less.
For Even Less.
Yeah, Auntie Anne Frank's.
Auntie Anne Frank's, there we go. Mm-hmm. You have to sneak into a little closet to get pretzels.
A pretzel.
Marshalls.
Marshalls.
Yeah. Dress for
Marshallies.
Yeah.
How can we get Shlomo in the mix? Let's do the rare
Shlomo Depot.
Shlomo Depot. We already did Home Depot.
Shlomo Depot. Oh yeah, he did Home Depot. I forgot. See, I haven't been paying attention.
I'm kind of curious though. It's a store built completely around the beep sound of an ATM.
Yeah.
What gets sold there? What does it look like in there?
Also,
We're not going into any of the stores.
We're just seeing the.
We're doing what they call in the intelligence community world building. And by intelligence community, I mean people that are smart enough to play tabletop games.
Some of the smartest people.
I don't mean CIA.
We need another tabletop game to replace.
Well, that's one of the stores is the Wizards of the Coast is there, and they have tabletop games.
Uh-huh.
And the wizard is...
A Moyle?
Maybe the...
What?
What's Wizards of the Coast? Is that a real store?
I think it's a store for nerds.
It's a store, yeah.
I wouldn't know.
It's a store that...
It's
a company that owns the Magic the Gathering store.
Oh, that's what it is.
Or Magic the Gathering game, and I think they had retail installations.
I did that.
See, I would never know that because of my dick being too fat on account of that. Not being a fucking loser.
Wizards of the Coast.
There we go.
There you go.
All right. I like that a lot, actually, because that's what a rabbi is, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You got a big beard. Yeah, you got that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do.
Are there any rabbis that have a pointy hat?
No. I mean, they wear skull caps, I guess. Yeah. And then they got that big furry round thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of a wizard.
And then the
hat.
Blues Brothers kind of one. Those are all the styles.
The Blues Brothers ones, they can get close.
That's not very pointy.
I'm going to just Google search.
It's funny how close the cowboy hat is to the wizard hat. If you wear like a wizard hat, you look stupid. But if you wear like a cowboy hat, people think you're like the coolest guy in the world.
Right.
What's a wizard hat? It's like a dunce cap. It's like a cone, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a witch hat.
But that doesn't look like a cowboy hat.
They look. What are you talking about?
Cowboy hat has like a dip in the it middle. It doesn't the point.
It just has the dimple. It doesn't have a point on it.
Oh, I guess a witch hat has a brim, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess point taken.
I'm not sure wearing a witch's hat.
The point guy?
That'd be a cool look. <man. laughs> Yeah, it's a style.
It's like a New York City fashion style.
Yeah, it's just a pointy hat.
There have to be ways that we kind of become, you know, find our own things. Yeah. You know?
Well, the Lower East Side gay black guys, they kind of stole Carmen Sandiego's thing a couple
of
years
ago. They absolutely did.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah.
And are you mad about that?
Yeah,
are you going
to
bring it back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was an idea of mine that they probably
to go Darkwing Duck?
Yeah. But you know what? I gave it to them because of Pride Month, I guess.
Yeah, because you were at Pride Month.
Damn. I would fuck this lady.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
I typed in witch hat, and the first result is a woman. And now we're gonna run through these real quick and let you guys know if we'd have sex with the women in the pictures.
There's a lot of just hats.
Oh man, look at this guy. This guy sucks.
Oh hell yeah!
See the wizard hat, it sucks because it's
but that's not quite a wizard.
It's not a witch hat. This is more of like a fucking.
That's a fedora version of a witch hat.
Yeah,
I don't like that one.
Harlow wide brim hat.
Yeah, fuck that. But you know what? I'll say it's not just the gay Lower East Side black guys. It's really all black guys.
What, they all dress like Carmen Sandiego now?
That hat is in the mix for, I would say, the majority of the
black
community.
Well, Pharrell kind of like...
Pharrell's definitely...
Pharrell started it.
Well, no, but that's a different hat.
What
that's
the fuck is... I've been hearing like a resurgence of Pharrell and Bruno Mars just around, people listening to it, which always struck me as like music for people with Down syndrome.
I don't think that's true about Pharrell. You could say that maybe about Bruno Mars.
I wouldn't
Pharrell
say that
too.
About him either.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's got undeniable talent.
I love this, dude. This big wide oatmeal guy hat from a store called Lack of Color, which...
Do they have any models wearing it?
She looks, fuck her.
Yeah, I'd fuck her, too. She looks like she's got a nice little fat pussy area.
You could press down on it while you fuck her.
Yeah, I can't...
Although the zoom in on the face
let me hear.
Not...
Let's go to contacts.
Yeah, contacts. See what's
I would have sex with her.
Can we contact the company and ask them if they have any pictures of the model's breasts?
Sale inquiry. Do you have any?
Do you have any pictures of the model's breasts or what her pussy area looks like?
To whom it may concern.
I'd like to see the area direct. Not listen, you don't have to show me her actual pussy.
Oh, look, we're getting even.
Oh, there we go. That's close, actually.
See more of her pussy here.
Huh. Oh, okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Are these all the same woman?
It's the same dumb bitch.
Interesting.
Let's see if the booster shop. Don't miss out. Oh, wait, hold on. From Purine. Maybe we can...
Purine?
Maybe this is...
My dick is Purine.
Search web. we can,
Heinrich Purine?
Maybe we can find...
Purine pussy. Search that. Maybe. Oh, that's the photographer.
Yeah, well, we can go.
But maybe he has a picture of her. He's tagged her.
He's a picture. This looks very
similar.
Doesn't
look like her. That's a different blonde bitch.
No, I think you might. I might have found this woman.
Let's see. Let's click on the one where you kind of see her pussy.
We have to compare the pussy area. Computer in hand. I think this might be it.
I think you're not wrong, actually.
Yeah, I don't know how to say her name here. Natasha, I guess it's like...
What's that? Go down to the one where you can kind of see her tits a little bit.
Kind of Natasha.
Right, kind of this one.
Oh, this one
area.
Here, yeah.
Yeah, she's got a nice little pair of titties you would expect.
I guess she looks like she lives in whatever the red flag...
Sweden? Is that Sweden?
I think it's Finland. Let's see.
No, Finland's blue and yellow.
Blue
that's
and white.
Sweden.
I think it's Denmark.
Blue and white is.
I think it's Denmark.
Denmark's
brother.
Red and white.
It is
nailed
Denmark.
It.
You didn't nail it.
I nailed it, bro.
You said Sweden, then you said.
No, I fucking nailed it. My final guess was Denmark. If you would,
because we ran through and already eliminated all the other.
No, we didn't. No one thought it was Finland, but you're a dumbass. All right.
Adam said Finland.
Adam can't even see.
No, I never said Finland.
Adam's
I can't
not even
see the
looking
pictures of the
pictures.
Girls. You guys are checking out chicks once again without me.
Anyways, if you're Natasha from Finland, just know
she's from Denmark. You fucking idiot.
I'm wanting to get a matching witch's hat with you and suck your fat pussy area.
I bet, honestly, I do think she has a fat pussy. Yeah,
watch this. This gets
like
back.
Fatter than you'd think.
This is going to get back to this woman, and what I'm saying is going to be the highest crime in Finland. And I'm going to be extradited to Finland to serve time for soliciting a pussy snack from the Queen of Finland.
Yeah, hell yeah. She looked better on her Instagram than she... I don't think that was the same woman modeling the hat.
You don't say.
I don't think so. She's hotter than that lady.
Well, what am I doing here?
See, that's a different bitch, my friend.
Well, whatever. If you want to email any woman and just tell her...
Tell her come down.
If you know some bitch from Denmark with fat tits and a kind of...
clicking on the... Wait, hold on. Let's see. Look at the comments. Somebody's like, do you know who this bitch is?
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, sir, this is her phone number.
You should text her. She'll probably want
right
to fuck
you. Right on Instagram. Yeah, she's having sex with guys from Instagram comments. If you wanted to check in.
Adam, how are you feeling? I know you had a little fucking
stomach problem. I didn't see any of the girl.
You don't need to know about the girl. The girl's about me.
I took a Pepto-Biz, and I'm feeling better.
A Pepto-Gizmol?
No, it wasn't jizz. It was a Pepto.
It was cum with some pink food dye in it.
That's not what it was.
Pepto-Gizmol.
I took a little chewable tablet.
It was cum with some food in it.
It made me feel better.
Pepto tastes awesome. It tastes like bubble gum.
It tastes great. Like a minty bubble gum.
I love it, dude.
Why don't other things taste like that?
It's a great question.
It's a great flavor. Shout out to them.
And this is all off of a piece of pizza. Your stomach was fucked up.
No, I had pizza last night, and then I had a from the table pizza this morning before I came.
Oh, you had overnight pizza.
I had overnight pizza.
Overnight on the.
I shouldn't be having dairy.
Wow.
Yeah, this is boring for the audience.
Wow, yeah. Dude, you fucked the
it
money
was
up.
Very dramatic.
Dude, I remember being like 20, and I could just eat anything.
Sorry.
I could just eat Chinese food left out overnight.
I had that kind of confidence this morning for no reason.
No, you're an old man. You're
47. My stomach's back,
dude.
I ate a shit ton of spicy ass Indian food the other day. I was like, this is going to kill me, but I don't even fucking care.
Nice.
Well, quarantine's over.
Yeah.
That's right.
Time to shit my britches.
Dude, I love Indian. So, like, you know, restaurants are packed now because everything's like open back up. But I went and I got Indian food, and Indian restaurants are exactly the same as they were, which is like. You go in, there's always literally absolutely no one there.
Right.
It looks like somebody's living room.
There's a guy who works there.
There's always two guys there. They're both wearing like fucking like businessman outfits.
Yeah, like concierge outfits.
Then, like the world's worst comb over. Yeah. And then the waiter comes over and they like whisper to you.
Yeah.
They're always like, what do you like? We will get you whatever you like. But yes, very good, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very good. Okay, that's like a big part of the Indian rat. It's like, are you worried that someone will hear us?
Yeah.
Why are you?
Are we allowed to be here? Or
why
not?
The fuck are you whispering?
Because he's a fucking horny dude.
Yeah.
He's
if he talks at full volume, he's going to bust.
He's being sneaky.
I raise my voice, my penis will raise with it. I have to whisper so my penis also whispers.
If I yell, my penis will ejaculate.
And the woman you have come with, I can see her breasts. And my penis is sleeping. And I don't,
yeah,
want,
don't
to,
want to wake him. I don't want to wake him. Please tell the woman you are with not to look me in the eyes again.
My penis is sad.
I can only hold my penis off for so long.
I had to sing wheels on the bus to my penis to make it go to sleep.
Oh. I'm going to go back into the back and give my penis a little warm milk so that it gets sleepy again.
What would you like to eat?
Please do not have the woman speak if she can write her order down.
Yeah.
Slide, write her order and slide
and
it
then
down.
And then there's always like, there's like silverware on the wall as decorations.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Remember the fucking Indian buffet in Baltimore?
Yeah, I don't remember the way it looked. I just remember being blown away by how shitty it was.
It was shitty, but it was a good time, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was a funny day. I used to eat there all the time.
That was a funny day.
Funny day, good day.
Yeah, the audacity to charge me full price for the buffet. And there's nothing in the buffet, and then I wasn't allowed to go get seconds.
Yeah, dude. I feel like I just loaded up just instinctually because that's how I handled the buffet to begin with. But
you only get
I go small plates.
Oh yeah,
you go tapas.
Yeah. I like to.
I respect that.
I feel like I get my worth if I've had multiple trips.
I respect that.
The buffet for me is making multiple trips.
Yeah.
Well, listen. The secret is, yeah, you can do both.
Yeah.
Fucking load up,
dude. We got to go to Chinese buffet now. Now that quarantine's over and New York's back,
mm-hmm.
we got to drive outside of New York City to go to some suburb to get Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw some lady sitting down inside of a bulletproof Chinese restaurant having lo mein. I was so jealous.
Wow. Mm.
I want that. Wow.
Adam eats lo mein.
Yeah.
What's that, man?
He's blows, man.
You suck. Lo mein. You eat a picture of you sucking a guy's cock.
I eat a picture?
Yeah, that's lo mein.
You eat a picture.
But you've done it also, by the way.
You've blown that's guys and you look at guys. You eat pictures of people blowing each other.
I thought you had a picture of me.
When there's no cock, you get fucking sad. So you fucking print out pictures of guys sucking each other's cocks.
He's got a little 8x10.
You chew on it like it's bubble gum.
He's got a portrait of a man's penis. He's got a headshots of some guy's penis that he eats. Like Dunkaroos. He rolls them up and he dips them in cum.
Yeah.
And they're called cumaroos and they serve it at the Outbank.
At the Outbank Steakhouse?
Outbank Steakhouse.
I thought it was Chinese.
Yeah, you would think that.
A blow mein.
There's a lot of. Yeah. First of all, we've been to Australia. We know how fucking heavily influenced it is by Asia.
You would think that.
And you would think that.
You would think that.
I had great Thai food there.
If anybody would think that, it would be you.
Damn, the Thai food was off the fucking hook.
Mm-hmm. Adam only eats really guy food.
Yeah,
that's Pat guy,
yeah, dude, Pat me, guy, no, guy see you.
Some guy named Tom.
Some
suck,
guy,
suck Tom.
A guy named Tom's penis. That's also on the menu.
No, guy food is just food. It's what the. It's food
no, it's
for
not.
Guy, men, guys, guys. You
that's
know?
How you trick people into eating cock with you.
No,
you
that's
say
not
that.
True.
Yeah, you tried to trick me that way.
Gay guys don't even eat penises.
Yeah, you do though.
It's not proper gay. I'm just some sort of cannibal from. All right, we don't have to.
Look, man, you don't have to try and explain.
You know I've had a bad stomach today. You know my defenses are down. You know it's like, you know, you're taking advantage of me, a sick man.
That's true.
I had table pizza. It's fine.
Oh, sorry, I got distracted by something on my phone. I believe we were calling Adam a faggot. I believe we were calling our associate
That's
here.
True.
Lord of the Dance mm-hmm. is what they would call him back in his Riverdance days.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Back when a lot of people know this, but Riverdance was actually it was made by Israel to make Ireland look bad.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
They're like, we need at least one country to look gayer than us. Mm.
That guy Michael Flatley.
Dude, it's funny. It's like Ireland had one shot.
What do you mean?
For like 100 years, they were like, we really shouldn't let Ireland participate in. Like Western culture at all.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the cranberries?
They had one shot.
My dick's small. I'm gay.
And they were like, we've been waiting for this forever.
Dick. Yeah.
It's like, look at this. And we were like, all right, we'll check in 2100. The year 2100. We'll give you another century to figure out something. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They're almost as bad as the Native Americans.
All right.
Bro, don't get with your agenda.
Get over here,
with
man.
Your fucking agenda.
With your anti-Native American agenda.
Our first peoples.
I'm trying to get sucked off by
a squaw.
Chief sucks mm-hmm. off. Sucks off.
Did we talk about doing a gland acknowledgement?
No, she's a girl.
Did we talk about doing
a
gland acknowledgement?
They don't have girl
chiefs. We didn't, but I like that.
Yeah. Okay, that's funny. And you
they do have girl
chiefs. Stav accidentally admitted he was gay, but the gland acknowledgement was worth it.
You do gland acknowledgements. I get sucked off by Chief Sucks.
Let's not forget who eats a picture of a man's penis.
Yeah.
Why would you
who
eat
loves
a
blow mein, yeah. which is a man's penis, or either that or a picture of you sucking a man's penis.
Yeah,
that's the difference between northern and southern Chinese cuisine, gay Chinese
there's
cuisine.
There's a Shanghaiese blow mein and then also the Guangzhou, Fuzhou
exactly.
blow mein, and you... Fuck
you love
both,
of them.
You like both of them.
Yeah,
well, I'm a man of the world.
Yeah,
you're opening a restaurant.
You go into Zhen Famous Foods and you're like, excuse me, do you have the picture of a man's penis?
Mm-hmm.
Style?
What do you call that, Dan Dan noodle? Is that what Dan knew was?
That's you sucking two guys named Dan off in at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's where Adam, no, it's Adam. One of them is fucking Adam in the ass, and the other one's fucking him in the mouth, and Adam rocks back and forth like a rocking horse almost.
Mm-hmm.
In between the two.
I like that.
It's a nice visual.
Mm-hmm. You can be a fun ride at Disney World is like, you know, the pirate ship that goes back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's Adam on all fours, and there's a dick at the top of one.
That's awesome.
And then another one on the other side.
One's in his ass, one's in his mouth.
Yeah, and he just rocks back and forth, going into each one of them.
And that's a good,
and
that is a good
and
ride.
And children ride on his back.
I don't know if people would want to.
It's the Come Down Amusement
That's
Park.
That's awesome. We should build that.
We should have an amusement park.
Where would we do it?
Where?
Yeah. What? Where can we get enough land?
It's just, you know, the Six Flags rides where they put like $8 billion into the line aspect of the ride?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We go in this place and it's just like Batman TVs. Being like, Adam stolen all the cum in Gotham City. And he's planning on drinking it. It's like on all the TVs.
It's a lot of production. That
was like diamond plate steel everywhere and women's makeup. Yeah. Being like, you'll never get the comeback, Batman. And it's still Batman themed.
Yeah, of course.
It's Batman.
That's the weirdest part about Six Flags is half it's like it's Batman and Bugs
Looney
Bunny.
Tunes, yeah.
And fucking welcome, because Disney had all this other shit, and Warner Brothers isn't really kind of centralized around one thing.
Yeah, this is just the rest of the shit.
Yeah, they're like, welcome to the Wayans Brothers Porky Pig ride.
And I guess CNN, maybe? Mm-hmm. The Anderson Cooper Ferris wheel.
You could do the Wolf Blitzer Get Pussy experience.
That would be sick, because you know my man.
You know Wolf was cleaning up after 9/11.
You know my man.
Yeah, we got to talk about Super Organics here.
Oh my God.
Awesome. Super Speciosa, it's a crate on.
Let's talk about it. And let's also talk about the Prince of Pleasure Tour that is now launched tickets. Go to stavi.biz. And buy those. And also, if you're, I'm coming everywhere. And if you're in New York this week, tomorrow, go to the Bell House, Pantheon. I have a great show. Me, Sam Morril, David Cross, Marie Faustin, Larry Owens. Great show. You're going to want to fucking get tickets to that, folks. But if you're not in New York and you're not going to any of the many cities that I'm going on tour, what you're going to want to do is fucking drink or smoke
Super
or.
Super Organics.
Or take a pill of Kratom.
Yeah, or put it in a water.
Or powder or some fucking shit.
Yeah.
You're going to want to do that
or
from our friends
smoothie?
Over at Super Speciosa. Isn't that right, Nick?
Yeah, Super Speciosa. At getsuperleaf.com/cometown.
Yes.
Now, they
definitely going to want to do
there's,
that.
There's something that, you know, they're saying that this stuff is like coffee for your dick.
For your cock. It wakes it up like you wouldn't believe.
They're saying it's if your dick, it doesn't work. I don't know if you can. I don't know what that means.
It's like a cup of coffee for your prickadel.
Well, it's kind of like a cup of coffee for everything.
That's right. Your cock,
which
your pussy,
I feel like
ass.
Coffee probably makes it harder for my dick to work.
Yeah.
That's why I need to offset it.
With some Super Leaf.
With some Super Leaf Kratom.
Right.
I don't know. I guess it's like, yeah, they say it's energizing. I think it depends on you. Or maybe it's just the kind that I had. Because they sent me a bunch and I...
And that yours chilled you out?
I don't... You know me. I hate learning.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they're like, there's three
Unless
kinds. And I was like,
cock.
I don't want to hear it, pal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just shoveling it into my mouth.
I never learn. Anytime you start off with there's three things, I'm not learning it.
No thanks.
I'll learn two of the things. Stoplights, red, green, got that. I don't know what the fuck yellow
is. I do whatever
means.
I want during yellow.
Yellow is, that doesn't, it really is stupid that yellow even exists.
Yep.
It's what? It's the trans
light. I have
light.
No respect for yellow.
They're like, ooh, I think I'm a girl and a boy. I'm the fancy. I can only be here for a minute. I have to go out with my girls.
It's genderqueer.
I only have a couple of seconds to spend with you while I let red and green do all the work in society. While
right,
me,
it's true.
The Chinese trans color.
Kind of like the me of the...
And life. This is all you can...
That's true. You're more like the stop. You're more like red.
No. Nick is stop. You're go.
I'm go?
Yeah. I'm yellow.
Go, go, go.
No, you're something else.
Yeah.
Nick is like, stop. I don't like that. You know, stop is like, just go, you know, pussy, food.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
That's true. That's true. You got me there.
Me?
That's two things I love
me,
to
I'm
just
connecting,
keep headed
I'm connecting the two.
No. You're not that, to be clear,
yeah,
but I
you're
am.
Not,
me, I'm the
you're
bridge.
Not yellow.
In terms of go, in terms of pussy and food, whatever you just said, and going, mm-hmm. Yes, that's me.
A lot of people say it
no,
would
I'm
be
trying to
hear
like the walk sign or the don't walk sign or something that's not even involved in the driving. Or
you're like a sign they put it up in a preschool that's like everyone do a single file line to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you know what I am?
Yeah.
I'm the train thing. The ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that's me.
In the circle.
That's me. Adam, you're probably like, you know what you are? You're the sign that's the road narrowing sign because it kind of, it always looked like a big vagina to me when I was a kid.
Mm,
that's what Adam is. Mm-hmm. Stav, you can continue being the green light.
I'd like to be the green light. It's fun to be the green light.
I think the traffic light analogy is
no
cleaner because it's three and we're three. But
it's really not clean. It doesn't make any sense. All
right, okay.
Yeah, this is Adam.
That does look kind of like, although you know what, it's also curvy. It looks kind of like a woman you want to fuck.
Well, if you imagine that's the asshole and that's the pussy.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that's what I always said.
So the asshole's wider?
These are the legs. Mm. So the legs are split open. That's the pussy. That's the bottom of the butt cheeks.
I see. Yeah. I like that. I like that. I think I could be something else also, though.
What do you mean? You don't want to be green anymore? That's not good enough for you?
I could be green, but...
Everyone loves green.
Yeah.
Green was a compliment, Stav.
Don't act like you said it like.
At
getsuperbrief.com
/cumtown.
Yeah.
You want to go to that.
Is Kratom allows you to chill out enough to have these kind
have
of
these
conversations.
Awesome
chill
conversations.
Out and energy.
Oh, you know what? Here's Adam. Here's that the detour sign.
That's sure. That is you.
Yeah.
That's not me.
You're or maybe sign. Yield. The yield sign.
I'm warning big get pussy area.
Remember
that's not a sign.
Yeah, I remember as a kid. As a kid, so yield signs were.
Yes, it is.
You want
to
hear?
I'm the welcome sign to Hershey Park. That's me, dude.
Yeah,
you're about to have some chocolate and have a good time. You're about to have a nice day. Welcome to Hershey Park.
So the yield signs are always red.
Yeah,
and then occasionally, I remember you would see a yellow yield sign.
Mm.
And as a kid, that was a rare
nice little treat for you.
Yeah, I was like, man, I love that.
I don't remember the yellow yield sign.
Fucking freak.
No, I'm not a freak.
I love that.
Well, you know, I used to teach defensive driving.
So if you go to what website?
GetSuperLeaf.com /cumtown. Use code cumtown.
You can get 20% off.
No, they got all these.
You get a bunch of
shit. From Southeast Asia, it's legal.
It's
shipping to all 50
clean.
States. It's very good if you're trying to withdraw from heroin.
We've heard.
We can't
say that legally.
That seems to be what people mostly use it for.
But it's just good. I remember one time, years ago, a friend of mine's like, you got to try this stuff. It's good shit.
It's just
And this
good.
Is a guy that did a bunch of drugs in the past. And he said, you know what? This is fucking good stuff. I don't need to do drugs. I have this
and
awesome stuff.
And it's not
stuff.
Drugs.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
A touring musician.
Well, here's the thing. If you're good at controlling yourself, then it's probably great. The first thing in the morning, you get a little, drink your little cup of Kratom instead of a cup of coffee because mm-hmm. it does wake you up, but
you don't
it chills you out. It's kind of like I've heard it compared to mixing a cup of coffee with a Percocet.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And if you can't listen, if you can't get Super Leaf, maybe just put a little Percocet in a cup of coffee.
Uh-huh. But this stuff is pretty good. It's clean. They
it's
test
clean.
Their
yeah,
shit.
They got the Kratom Association
yeah.
of
got,
America.
Yeah, the American Kennel Association awarded it the best in show.
Best in show in terms of fake drugs.
At the Westminster.
Narrowly beating out CBD and...
At the Westminster, which CBD they also, I think they have, these guys have that. But uh-huh. we're mainly talking about
they do.
They do, but we're mainly talking about the Kratom. They got this new shit now also... Also, the corner store in my neighborhood just sells
Delta
weed.
8. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they
yeah.
sell Delta 8, but they're like, we also have just complete weed. Like, I've never been in there before. He's never seen me. I was looking for fucking Diet Dr. Pepper. And he's like, yeah, we just have weed.
What's
too.
Delta
Dude,
8?
Delta
it's
8
like
edibles are straight up. You're just high. It's from fucking marijuana, as
it's
far as
not,
I'm
it's not like K2 scary
Dude,
stuff.
Dude, no. It's literally edibles, and you get fucked up.
And you go to GetSuperLeaf.com.
But, yeah, go to GetSuperLeaf. If you don't have access... And look, we're lucky. We live in the greatest city in the world where you can get drugs illegally at your fucking bodega.
That's right.
But for you fucking humps in the middle of the country.
Oh, it's good for pain relief. That's what they.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't really have pain.
Well, your asshole.
Yeah, it says aging millennial and you're new to aches and pains. Then first of all, if you're new to pain in your mid-30s,
yeah,
then you haven't really experienced.
You haven't experienced
life.
Heartache and loss.
Yeah, grow up.
Yeah, if you hurt your back, pull a muscle from all the fucking, unwind with a glass of kratom tea.
Cool.
I don't. You know what? I will say. I will push back. I don't like the idea of just. You know, it's like I put it in a little mason jar, and I do it shot style, and I down
just
it because
the powder.
And I'll tell you this: no matter where you get this stuff, it tastes like fucking dog shit.
Yeah, it really does.
It's
really.
It does not. Yeah, because it's a plant. That's like a dried out plant. Mm. Even plants that are supposed to taste good taste like fucking shit.
That's true.
I don't know. I think the
what about the
marijuana?
Huh?
What about cocoa?
Yeah.
Plants?
What about mint? Mint tastes.
Mint tastes
good.
Awesome.
All right. Well, then dry out a bunch of mint, grind it up, and put it in a cup, and see if you like that.
Right.
See if you like that, Adam.
All right.
That's true. See if you like that.
Super special.
Actually, that sounds awesome. Isn't that what mint?
Kratom is the secret supplement that influencers don't want you to know about. Why are they hoarding it for themselves? It's a great pre-workout supplement. It helps you write jokes.
Yeah. We took a.
Oh, it's a cousin of coffee. I didn't realize plants can have cousins.
Yeah, they do.
Which is very funny.
Yep.
To imagine that a plant's like, yeah. My wife's brother fucked a bee.
Yeah, a bee sucked my wife's brother's cock and spit it into that lady's pussy over there.
As they say, they call it the birds and the bees, but it's really the plants and the bees.
Yeah,
that's right.
The bees are just dipping them, taking a bath in flower cum.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking flowers.
Fucking freaks.
Comes in tea, powder, and capsules that you can put anywhere. Your pockets, your backpack,
your pussy.
Suitcase. They're
your
great
ass.
For them to go.
Your ass, your pussy.
Everyone's got residual COVID blues.
True.
Super Speciosa can pull you out of your rut. Yeah, I mean, I did the beginning of the year. I didn't really have, I don't even call it residual COVID blues, but everything was on hold and the year clicked over and it's like, all right, now Biden's president, and nothing. I mean, it's just the same bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I did need supplements.
Yeah.
To not
kill yourself.
To not just start drinking again.
Right. Which, you know, I'm proud of you. It's been a while.
Kratom can help improve your mood, deliver energy, and reduce pain. It helps people feel better. It also used to relieve stress and take the edge off. Every batch of Super Speciosa has a QR code to scan and view the exact lab certificates.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool, dude. More shit should have that.
I agree.
People should have a QR code on the back of their neck that you can just hold your phone up and it tells you their exact race, their 23andMe results.
Picture
and
of
how
their
many
parents.
And how much pussy or dick they've gotten. Yeah. How ran through they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How fresh is that pussy? I want to know with a QR code.
Super Speciosa wants you to come again with unlimited use of their 20% off promo code.
Wow.
Cometown.
That's not one time.
GetSuperLeaf.com/cometown for 20% off your entire order. That's GetSuperLeaf.com/cometown promo code Cometown.
That's
for
huge.
20% off your
That's
order.
Massive.
It's huge, and you can also check out Come.town, a different website that has T-shirts for sale, a lot of things. Newly restocked. We got some new designs hitting the store as soon as they can manage to go a single month without things running out of stock.
Stavi.biz, we got t-shirts now, you know? Why only put money in Nick's pocket? Mm-hmm. Make sure it goes to me too. Are my t-shirts as good? No. Nick is a better. He draws better.
Mine are more universal. They don't just say Stavros Halkias.
Okay. Well, we don't have to take fucking shots. I was complimenting your t-shirts. Maybe you could say...
No, your t-shirts do have nicer art.
No.
They're just pictures.
Don't walk it back now.
It's pictures of you.
Don't walk it back now.
It's pictures of you.
And I said, look, are they as good as Nick's? No, but buy some for me anyway.
If you want a Stavros shirt, go to Stavros.
Well, I also... We got into the political arena, and I created a shirt that says... capitalism can suck my little ass dick.
Does it say that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a universal.
So that's a universal
that's cool,
thing.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. if you have a little dick, you know, maybe you just got into theory. You know what I'm saying? You're one of these fucking guys. Mm-hmm. Just fucking buy the shirt.
I'm selling a shirt that says "I love New York," but the heart is the logo from the band Him.
That's good.
Oh, the heart.
I like that.
Man.
I Him New York.
Cool.
I Him New York.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. See. So, you know, go over there. And then also, here's just a list of cities I'll be in. And go to stabby.biz/tour if you want to see me. Portland, Seattle, Salt Lake City, Denver, Minneapolis, San Antonio, Cleveland, Phoenix, Madison, Detroit, Columbus, Tampa, Boston, and maybe a couple more. But that's where I'll be through the end of the year, starting in mid-August. So I'm excited to see you little fuckaroonies on the road.
And as always, folks, patreon.com/cometown. You can get the entire archive.
All of the
bonus
goes,
episodes.
Goes to Adam.
That's Adam. All that's where Adam gets the...
Adam,
that's where Adam
goes. Unfortunately, Adam thought of monetizing the podcast
itself.
It
was itself. My idea. Yeah, it was.
And so Adam collects $90,000 a month from the show.
Well, we were tied up in litigation for a while.
And then, but Adam knows
but
all
I
of
had
the
a
lawyers.
Favorable
Adam,
results.
the lawyer is the yes. natural cousin of the podcasting plant.
I don't know what you
right.
mean by that, but...
The lawyer and the third
I'll take,
guy
I'll,
on the podcast.
I'll trust the. I'll
yeah,
trust
the thing
the
about it. Adam, I'm the train. The ding, 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 ding. Stops the green light. And Adam's some sort of parasitic vine growing up the side of the utility pole with a little shitty worm on the top of
it's
it controlling.
It controls everything.
Some kind of worm controlling
a
the vine.
A worm with a little dick, by the way.
Oh, right.
Also.
That's telling the plant what to do.
How to suck resources from the two
how
signs.
How to dry rot the utility pole that carries the electricity to the hardworking signs.
So am I the vine or the worm?
You're the
both.
You're both. You're the worm and the vine.
It's
and,
a symbiosis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you're the worm mostly, to be clear.
Damn.
But you control the vine.
I wish
right?
this. I'll I wish it. We were. You know. You ever feel like you were born in the wrong era?
No.
Imagine 8,000 years ago, we could just be doing this, but in the middle of town, and then people yeah. are like, and then tell us how the gods made the mountains. And we're like, well, Adam's and his worm friends. Tell us of the gods and how they made the rivers and mountains.
Well, the rivers yeah. came out of Adam's ass. They yeah. were cum originally. He got they're fucked like, in the ass by the sun.
And they're like, well, we need to write this down. Where's the only man in town that knows how to write? And Adam's like, I'm the Jew. They're like, write this down.
And he
you came
everything.
Out of your ass.
And then
yeah.
I
change
it.
Everything to
I
sound cool.
It, yeah.
yeah. And they're like, there was a.
But we don't find out for a generation.
Because yeah. you can't read.
We can't read. We're too busy getting pussy and farming.
Yeah. yeah.
Smart man wrote the book. Mm-hmm. That's me. I mean, you guys wrote it. I just changed it a little bit.
You edited it.
Yeah, I edited the book.
Honestly, the fact that fucking Anne Frank's dad was like, oh, maybe I could sell this fucking thing. yeah, make a little money.
I think two
look,
birds are having sex.
It's not. She's no, not coming miss, back
look,
one
look,
way
look,
or the
look,
other.
Look, 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 look. They're fucking. They're fucking.
Who,
you missed it.
Nobody cares.
Wait, look. Wait. Two birds are fucking.
That bird. Oh,
wow.
Dude,
wow.
that bird is horny, dude. It's just fucking
that was kind of a, that was kind of a one pump
I guess
situation.
That's why they call it the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
See, I thought birds laid pretty eggs cool. and then the male bird came on them.
No, that's
just
like
kind of jumped
horses,
on her back and did one pump, and then
he did
away.
Pump her, but she was screaming, she was begging
she was,
for.
She cock. Was fluttering. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Damn,
that's pretty cool.
She got me, that kind of got me horny, dude.
Oh, yeah. Man. You know what gets me horny is
guys.
A guy's cock.
Guys.
No.
Man.
Pre-cum.
It's those big,
sucking,
those,
the first taste of pre-cum while you're sucking
those
a guy's
big,
cock.
Big, long Mongolian trumpets blaring.
What are those?
That's like... yeah. That gets
know.
Me horny.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding,
ding.
You know there's a horde coming to fuck your ass.
Damn, I would love to be that sign. Just putting my fucking arm down, being like, do not disrespect the train.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking dare. Get to stop. My friend's about to be here. Ding, 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 ding,
and
ding.
And be like, what's up, dude? Train.
Yeah, I got this.
I got it, buddy. Dude, it's so good to see you. We got to chill soon.
I got this. What are you taking? Fucking car parts from Mexico?
That's awesome, dude.
That rules.
Dude, I'll see you on the way back,
I'll
bro.
See you. I'll see you when you head back to Mexico. I'll hold it down here.
Oh, they fucked again. It's kind of a longer process. They're in the tree now.
I'll be holding it down here in Wakita.
Yep.
Wakanda?
Wakita.
Wakita.
I feel like it's pretty special. I've never seen two birds fuck before. It's the only time in our entire lives.
Now you just want to talk about this because you saw it first.
Yeah, well,
now this is the only thing we can talk about is the one thing you brought to the show.
I have been since I went away to Costa
You've been
Rica,
waiting
been paying a little bit more attention to nature.
To wildlife.
That's something that I learned.
You reconnected?
Sounds like Costa Rica when you talk about
it. No, I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you guys about how I changed.
Boasting. You love boasting.
On my vacation.
What other kind of realizations did you have?
Realizations?
Yeah, you said you're...
Stop. Do you feel like you ever have squealizations?
Yeah.
No, why would I have? I don't understand. Because
it's like a pig.
That's what I meant. I don't get... A, I don't get it. Mm. B, I don't know why that would apply to me. So, no.
Yeah, it's just a picture of like Stav, the cartoon Stav in an elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like pointing to his head and it's on like the bulletin board that they have.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just like fucking like a worm, like you telling kids to read.
Okay.
And then Stav's the pig and it says, get oink spired.
Get oink spired?
Yeah, and he's pointing to his head.
That's good.
And then
the worm is
and then,
the bookworm.
And then, the students have to watch an hour and 30-minute documentary about the train sign. And how it's the most important sign.
No.
And you must always respect it.
No one respects the train sign.
Everyone does.
Everyone takes a piss on it.
No. Imagine.
Everyone says, fuck this sign.
No.
People don't respect it at all.
It's okay.
What they respect is the train. The train sign is bullshit.
Yeah, they respect not dying.
People don't
want to
die from the train. No one gives a fuck about the gay ass sign.
They respect
the sign.
The
sign is the gay little hype man
of
the train.
Respect the
sign.
And
it
thinks actually
it has a
necessary.
And it doesn't understand that without the train, it's nobody.
I think it's time to rewatch.
You don't need the sign.
Yeah, exactly.
Final Destiny. The arm is part of the sign. You fucking idiot.
No, the arm. The sign is the sign. The arm is the thing that.
No, Adam, come on. We had him here, and you got to fucking ruin it with semantics.
No, he's
the
dumbass.
Train is the fucking. What are you fucking talking
said,
about? The arm.
No
for?
One would need the sign if it didn't have the arm, and it
God
has the arm.
Why do you got to give
the
him a
arm
way
is
out?
Not part of the.
Ding 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 ding.
But the point is,
guess what? Just came by the logic
the
train.
Ding ding is the bell.
Ding ding ding. Logic
bell
train.
Is gay. The sign is gay. Yeah. The only thing that's cool is the fucking train.
Logic train, and it just was derailed by a pig stuck
first
on the
of all,
track.
No, the pig is doing. The pig is riding the train, giving the sign the finger.
No.
And it's about to get pussy from
work.
A hotter pig with big tits.
Pigs don't ride on trains.
Yeah, this one does.
No,
this is not a regular. This is a boss hog.
Pigs are police officers.
No, this is the boss hog.
Pigs are police officers.
This is the boss
and
hog.
Sometimes they drive a semi.
This is the boss hog.
That's it. Pigs are never
conductors.
It's
taking the train to get pussy in Mexico where the car parts come from.
Just to prove you wrong.
Because there's hotter fucking pigs
down
there.
I'm going to look this up right now.
The boss hog is going to get exotic types of
pig
pussy.
Cartoon pig conductor, because I guarantee you no one's ever even drawn.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not. He's not the conductor. The boss hog's not the conductor. He's riding the train that people respect. And giving the finger to the gay little sign.
And the worm is riding the pig
getting
on the
eaten
pig
by,
shoulder.
Is getting
he's
eaten.
His friend.
No.
He's kind of his Ratatouille-style friend.
No.
And it's like, you got to ride from a train, I got to ride from my pig friend.
Actually, Boss Hog for real is like he's the cop in Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, well, he's the pig. No.
And guess what happens constantly? The Dukes of Hazzard jump over a train track and Boss Hog is stopped...
By
the
sign.
The sign is not what stops him. It's the train that stops him. He doesn't care about the sign. The sign is fucking gay.
Once again.
And also, we're talking about a real hog, not the fucking character from Dukes of Hazzard.
No, we're talking about
a fearsome hog.
Here's your star.
No, a fearsome fucking warthog that gets pussy in the wild. That's who we're talking about. I don't even know. We don't need to be fucking...
Wait a minute, why are you not slowing down? 60 miles an hour!
No. We need to be stopping this. We do not need to be watching this. I don't even know what this is, man.
I think it's a clip.
That's less than 2 minutes from here.
Boss, this is Daisy.
Well, you know what? I'm not watching this. I looked up Dukes of Hazzard, Boss Hog, and then it had a picture of Burt Reynolds with Ariel Winter. And now I'm looking at pictures of Ariel Winter with her big ass titties. You know what? Yeah, you can see Adam. There you go.
Oh, whoa.
Hey, look, there it goes now.
I'm gonna look up Ariel.
You're gonna get mad at me, but I have to pee.
No, we're looking up now.
All right, look at titties.
A movie where a chimpanzee is a doctor.
God damn. Are these real? No, this has to be a deep fake. God damn, these are fucking big ass tits.
Is Virgil Texas in jail?
Yeah, he's in jail. He's in jail.
Look at this movie, Spy Mate.
He's in groom jail.
What the fuck is this? You ever see this? Where a monkey is an FBI agent?
No, I think that was after the Dunstan checks in craze. They got some nice fakes of Ariel Winter with her tits out. Like, I know this is fake, but I got no qualms with it.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. That's what you call right up my goddamn alley.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
What?
No, what kind of the show fucking... is not over. We're still looking at breasts from
you appeared like we weren't on air.
Is no, the show over?
We're on air. We're just looking at breasts.
We're live. Okay. We're live here on location with a fat man that's afraid of a red train sign.
Not afraid of the train sign
a worm
at all.
Controlling a plane.
The train sign is for fucking losers.
And we're here. No, dude. That's...
Oh, shit. I did not mean to look at a leaked picture of Ariel Winter, which appears to be getting fucked, but I am now currently, it seems, looking at it, and I didn't mean to, but, you know, damn, these are huge tits. Anyway.
Anyway, I don't have my phone on me, so.
Who
look,
cares?
This is a picture of me fucking Adam in the ass.
Why are you thinking that? What is that?
Dude, that's... The fucking train sign is so fucking gay.
And the train sign rules.
Yeah. It's so fucking gay.
Why would
gay.
You want to be that? Dude?
Ding, 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 ding.
What do you mean, why would
ding,
I want to be
ding,
that?
Ding, 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 I'm fucking gay.
That's
ding,
not
ding,
what it
ding,
sounds
ding,
like.
You know
yeah,
what
does.
I am?
No.
You know what I am?
Meanwhile, the boss hog's like, I'm loving
first of
it. I'm
all,
getting
you're,
pussy.
You're just a green stop sign. You're like, oh, I just want to get out of everybody's way. Everybody
what?
Have a good
I'm
time.
Not green, dude. I'm the
no,
boss
you're
hog.
The green sign.
I said I'm the welcome to Hershey Park sign, by the way. And I'm definitely a welcome sign.
You know what? I changed my mind.
Because everyone's having a good time when they see me. Everyone's having a nice time around me.
You know, I changed my mind.
What are you?
I'm the sign that says, put your towels here in the ladies' locker room. I'm the sign that says, no, towels go here.
So you're
so
a fucking
I see
peeping
ladies,
Tom?
I see ladies.
You're a fucking peeping
taking
Tom.
Their towel. I'm just a sign. That I didn't put myself
there. That should be
there.
A girl.
I'm just a sign.
That sign should be for girls.
Nope.
That, so you know what? That's, you're right. Because whoever
just my
picked,
job. They wouldn't know
you're
where
a girl.
To put the towels.
You're a girl.
Well, I get to check out a hot chicks all day
But you
long
have a pussy now.
In a locker room.
You have a pussy now.
No,
you
don't have I'm a cock. Sign.
Yeah, you're a sign
whatever,
with a pussy.
Whatever.
What do you
I picked
watch?
A really cool sign just now, you could admit it. What are you watching?
It's a video of different train signs.
Yeah, it sounds pretty fucking stupid to me.
That's great.
The train is the only fearsome thing there.
With Verizon Fios, you can make your new home work even better for you.
The stress
can
of
I?
Moving.
Oh, look,
that
could be
really
like this
nice
interracial gay couple.
Easy.
That's the only way I know how to buy internet is if I,
yeah,
if I see myself represented in the commercials.
Yeah, I know.
Hello again, rail fans. A question that I've been getting frequently recently for some reason is about railroad grade crossing signals, automatic signal activations. How do they work? How does the signal know when the train is there? How does it know when the train is gone? Well, I'm going to give you the simple answer to this because, frankly, it's the only
one. All right, shut up, you fucking
yeah, shut
thing,
up,
dude.
Dude.
Just get to me.
Dude, that guy's you.
Doing my job. No, he's not.
Was crossing U.S. Highway 92. He was already on the crossing when I got there, but you can still see how this works. It's a conventional track circuit system.
I want to hear the noise.
The train passes into the detector circuit, the wheels shunt the two rails and begin changing the impedance of a coded circuit in the track. The electronics in the signal box trigger the crossing lights and bells. As the train gets closer, the impedance keeps changing, letting the software in the signal box know that the train is coming toward the crossing and to keep flashing and ringing.
Here comes
Q453.
Here comes my coworker and friend that we see each other outside of work sometimes.
No, he's like, train? Shut up.
Yeah, the sign is kind of like the Stevie.
It's absolutely, you're absolutely the Stevie of the train.
Yeah, the Stevie of the
train. Yeah.
The train is Kenny Powers. The
train's 100% Kenny Powers.
The signal guy.
And the boss hogs hanging out with Kenny Powers, doing drugs, about to get pussy.
No.
Riding Kenny Powers to get pussy from
stop before the crossing, the motion detector would sense that the track impedance stopped changing, and after an...
What a great noise.
You fucking freak.
What do you mean freak?
I can't wait to get my curly ass boss hog dick just fucking saturated with pig pussy juice while you're fucking waving to the train that doesn't respect you.
No, I can't wait for you to die of a heart attack.
Well, it's not going to happen, dude. It's not going
to
happen.
I can't wait for you to get convicted of child pornography.
No, I can't wait for you, boss hog, to go to jail for the crimes you've committed against.
I am not unarmed. The boss hog. Maybe you're both the things you guys have said because you're thinking of Boss Hog from Dukes of Hazzard, who I guess is a pedophile that's going to have a heart attack.
I'm in the ladies' locker room minding my own damn business.
I'm a fucking animal. I'm the Boss Hog of the forest, and I ride the train to get pussy from pigs in Mexico. You're not. You are that train. You're minding your, or you are that sign, but you're a girl. We've been through all of this,
well, whatever.
And I clearly come out on top, and that's all that needs to be said.
Well, I'm a cool lesbian.
Why don't we move on
likes.
And talk about the Free Britney conservatorship controversy and how we're all pro-Britney Spears here?
I'm pro the father. Because
you're pro the father?
I trust the courts.
You trust the courts?
And until the courts say otherwise, that's the way I'm going to go.
I say Free Britney, bitch, personally.
I haven't really been paying attention.
Well, I don't know what's happening either, but... I'm always going to side with this person who I've jacked off to more in a dispute.
Yeah,
that's just kind of how I'm built. Well, that's kind of my philosophy.
Well, I'm honest enough to admit that I was probably not able to jack off at the time of her, the peak of her celebrity.
What are you talking about?
She was famous when we were like fourth grade, dude.
No. What are you out of your mind?
I'm not out of my mind.
Britney
I'm just
Spears.
Being honest with the audience.
Britney Spears' first single.
What
was it called? The one where she dressed like
Hit
a school
Me girl? Baby One More Time.
Hit Me Baby.
We were in elementary school.
Comes out in 1998.
Yeah, we were in elementary school.
10 years old.
Yeah.
What
I
about
was not
the one?
Jacking.
What about the one where she's in the fucking red
the
patent
snake?
Leather suit?
What's
that one called?
I don't know. I was having sex by then.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
Don't lie to yourself.
Yes, I was.
Britney Spears' red jumpsuit. Oops, I did it again, of course. How could I forget?
Oops, I shitted my pants.
That comes out in 2000.
Oops, I shitted my pants.
That is good. That is good.
I'm 12.
I messed inside my pants. I shitted. Oops, I shitted my pants.
Oops, I shitted my pants.
It would be incredibly unfortunate to shit your pants and wear that red jumpsuit. I mean,
dude, where's
be,
the shit going?
That'd be incredibly
all the way down to your ankles.
Well, they make special suits for children with Fragile X syndrome because I like
what's
the
Fragile
shit.
X?
It's a congenital mental retardation disease.
Oh.
But they love one of the symptoms is they love playing with their own shit.
Really?
So they make these suits for the kids that are like they just seal at the neck and the ankles and
so
the,
they can't play with
so
their shit.
They just like fill up like with shit like a water balloon
oh
so they
my
can't.
God.
Get their shit. It's like a full body diaper. Basically.
Did you just make that up?
No, look it up.
It kind of looks like the kid from Big Daddy. Prominent broad forehead, large ears, long
but
face.
Astaire, would you ever be in a movie called Pig Fatty?
I guess
that
it depends
was
on the
good.
Role.
That was pretty
I guess
good.
It depends what the
thanks.
Role is.
That was pretty good.
I don't think it was.
What about instead of Fragile X syndrome, it's Static X syndrome? It's that. It's like that band, Static X. Do you remember them? Okay, never mind.
Yeah. See what happens when I don't yes and the joke on
yeah,
this fucking
toileting
podcast.
Issues and
so
Fragile
don't,
X.
Don't forget who fucking makes the laughs happen around here, Adam. Next
what?
Time you say that was pretty good.
Because I could have fucking backed you up with that horrible fucking little joke.
Well, it was horrible.
If that got a little laugh,
you know what?
A little laugh from me, and I said, "Yeah, that sounds right."
If it wasn't a real laugh, I don't want the real. I don't want.
Yeah, well,
I want you to keep me honest.
That's what you think.
And that's what a real friend does.
You want
me
to keep you honest? Yeah. You're not gonna like how this podcast goes for you, pal. All
right, keep me honest. Starting now, we're keeping me honest. Okay. We're never going to lie to each other.
My job is to lube up the fucking pod, all right?
Okay,
and don't forget who greases the fucking wheels around here.
Yeah.
The next time you say pig fatty was a good one. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
It was. Come on.
It
fit well.
Next time,
big daddy.
Just remember how the fucking laughs roll around
I'm
around
I'm
here.
Trying to look this up now. It looks like I may have completely made up that thing about
Yeah, fashion. It sounds
I think that isn't that what
ridiculous.
Doug Flutie's kid has, or is it just regular?
I don't know.
Child.
I don't know.
Playing with own feces
like
suit.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, I sucked on your dick. It tasted bad. I fucking
yeah.
Hated
prevent
it.
preventative suit. They make it. Oh, it's autism. Fecal smearing and how to help reduce this in children with autism from specialkids.company.
That company.
That's the name of the website. Fecal smearing or poo smearing is a topic that can no longer be ignored. It's uncomfortable.
Can't be ignored. For a while it was ignored.
This is already going to be funny, but let's crank it up a notch.
Right, let's go.
It's uncomfortable for most families to talk about and happens more often than we want to acknowledge. Specialkids.company helps you to make this behavior of the past or at least minimize its impact.
Interesting.
Tips on how to deal with fecal smearing in children with autism. What should be in your cleaning kit? We've made a short list. Rubber gloves, cleaning clothes, toilet paper, bucket. Dude, this is brutal. Imagine having a kid with autism and you come home and they're like, I painted.
Poo-poo.
The walls are covered in God. It's life can be just so shitty.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely, dude.
That's your fucking kid.
Yeah. In the old days, there used to be a way to fucking handle that. You
old
know what I'm saying?
You kill yourself.
You kill yourself, of course. Yeah. You leave the kid a nice big pile of chocolates and then you fucking take a nice fucking, find a nice big rock and jump off it.
Yeah, you disrespect the train sign. The train sign's like, whoa, pal, where are you going? You're like, I'm killing myself. My son keeps smearing shit.
Yeah, you can't
shit
do shit
over.
About it, by the way. You're a fucking gay-ass little son.
No, the sign's like, I got you.
No, the sign's
you go,
stays,
you go
the
ahead.
Sign's like, no! No! Ding, 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 ding!
You
ding.
Go ahead and you can
listen
go.
To me! Ding, 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 ding!
I'm keeping out of the... People are like, stop that guy. I'm like, leave him alone.
Ding,
he knows
ding,
what
ding,
he's doing.
Ding! The train is coming!
Wait. We listen to the train sign? How about this?
Ding,
let's listen
ding.
To a different sound.
No, do
what
not... you know what it's going to be. It's going to be an oink sound. You don't... So, I'm taking the power away from you.
No.
Like Eminem
can
from...
Can we all just...
Like Eminem
die,
from...
Baby. Oh, he's like, yeah, I am in a trailer park.
Yeah,
my mom is a
slut.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing
that's
right
what
now.
I do. I do that every episode.
No, you don't.
You're right. I am. I'm gay. I am.
What is this? Pig squealing. Okay, great. This doesn't even offend me because I don't sound like that.
Go on, drop them like you mean it.
They're too fat for you.
And yeah, the pigs are agile, by the way. Yeah, that's not me. Doesn't do me no, never mind.
That's you.
It's not me.
I feel like that guy was being mean to
me. I know,
that
I feel bad for the pig now.
Well, that's the kind of shit you fucking just.
That guy was harassing.
You know what
pig.
I'd love to do? I'd love to take that guy. I like take that guy and kidnap him and his daughter. Take him down to a basement and then watch him, force him to watch as I spend a week killing his daughter with a razor blade and a salt shaker.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
about
what he deserves for bothering.
That's what
that
he gets
pig.
For bothering that pig. I'd really love to.
You're
just
vacillating wildly between pro and anti pig.
What I'd do is I'd tie that guy to a chair, take his.
This is what boss all
see if
sound,
I'm doing this.
No, this is not even a real pig. This is a man making pig noise.
Boss hog call.
Wait, that's a guy imitating a pig?
It's a guy imitating a pig, whereas I played a video of a real pig.
I thought we said we weren't lying on this show.
I didn't lie.
You said that that was a boss hog
That's what,
because
he was doing a boss hog call.
That was a man sound.
Well, I don't have time to pull up a fucking real boss.
Ooh, this looks like a good video. Cop begs for her life after fugitive pulls out gun. is
it's
in a related
it's
video.
It's linked to pig squealing.
I think that's just your algorithm.
This would probably be satisfying.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Forward. We are a new kind of doctor's office that's doing primary care differently.
Imagine doing an ad for this video.
Mm-hmm. A police officer walking down a dark road. She's checking out a suspicious vehicle with out-of-state plates.
Hello.
In this police body cam video, she questions the driver behind the wheel.
What are you doing parked back here? Just taking a nap. Do you happen to have a driver's license on you that I could see?
He seems nervous, fumbling for the license.
It's suspicious that you're back here. This doesn't normally happen.
The guy tells her he doesn't have a license.
I just have to make sure, you know, you don't have any warrants or anything. Which I'm sure you don't.
What Officer Brianna Tedesco doesn't know is that the man is a fugitive, wanted for murder. He gave her a fake name of James Duncan.
They're not finding a DL, a driver's license record for James.
He's like, can you try Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you try Dunkin' my nuts in your mouth?
Do you have anything in the vehicle with your name on it?
That's when all hell breaks loose.
No!
He pulls a gun on the officer. She begs for her life.
Jesus fucking Christ.
They struggle for 20 seconds. From another angle, you can see the backup unit. As Officer Tedesco struggles, her backup opens fire.
He killed both of them.
His real name, Kenneth Martell, and he was wanted in Pennsylvania.
Damn.
That was a real sound of a real person.
It did sound a lot like
die.
The pig, though. To be fair,
yeah, it did sound
those
like the
two.
Pig.
Those two videos sounded a lot alike, and I didn't like either of them.
It didn't sound as funny as the name.
Well, hold on. Here's what we're gonna do, guys.
Yeah,
we're gonna calm down. We're gonna forget that woman's a human being.
Yeah, that's
and
a
we're
person.
Gonna and we're gonna say to ourselves, "Fuck around, find out."
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna remove
abolish
because
her.
She's part of a system.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And you know what? When you're all doing right. that, go to stavi.biz.
If you have
shop.
A problem with that, maybe you can look up, the history of the United States.
Is that
it's true?
Because there's a lot more worse stuff there than in a video that I think is good.
Kamala thinks it's good?
I think it's good.
But
why
she's a cop.
And I think it's very funny.
I thought you're
you
the
know,
number one
I went
cop.
Down to the border, and we showed this video, and I said, we need more of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, what is this? And I said, I think it's a Tupac music video.
Tupac music video. It's an intro to All Eyes on Me.
It's a music video for my favorite musical rapist, Tupac. Tupac Shakur.
I still would smash Kamala, though, yeah, to be fair.
A lot of people, hot. They say,
yeah,
Kamala,
too,
now that you're vice president, are you giving up the pussy to the... Are you giving up pussy to the fourth caller?
Yeah.
Right.
Today's 100th caller. And I said, yes, 2 tickets. Call up 98 Rock.
Call up 98 Rock.
You got me. I want 2 tickets.
You get 2 tickets to Caesar
see,
and you
I
get to
see,
fuck my pussy.
I want to go see Theory of a Dead Man at Meriwether Post Pavilion and get a piece of pussy from the vice president.
That's not a bad afternoon.
Yeah, that's...
You call up.
There
harass.
Would be some power to get fucking the vice president.
Oh my God, Doug! I'm so envious of him.
Tug.
No, not Doug. I'm saying I fuck her.
I'm just saying that's his life. Dude.
That's what we're talking about. Fucking Kamala Harris. And Adam's mind is like, what would it be like to be a man?
What do you mean, Doug?
What would
gets
it be
fuck
like?
Her whatever he
who
wants.
Who the fuck
man?
Is Doug?
You're fucking
like boo doo boo doo. That's what's going on in this guy's head.
No, that's not what I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking of
and, he like, and then he's imagining being Patty Mayonnaise.
I wish I was a little boy
I'm
that could hit puberty.
I'm imagining the guy that gets to smash.
Oh, Patty, your dick is bigger than mine is.
How do you do that so good?
Oh, Patty,
how did you do that so good?
Because you're gay.
Patty, why is my dick so small? Is it because I was circumcised? Doug, you're fat. My boyfriend Doug's a fat.
Does he ever
everyone
get...
at school that Doug's penis wouldn't get what? Hard.
Does he ever get Patty Mayonnaise's cheeks?
They get married, dude. Yeah.
They do?
Spend the rest of their lives together.
I didn't know that. That's fucking lame.
I'm going around the school telling everyone Doug's a fag.
Oh, is that Roger?
Yep.
Yeah, you're a dick. Yep. You're mean.
I'm green and my dick is big. I got a big green dick.
That's so true, R.E. So Roger. Oh, fuck.
You know Roger's meep, first meep. Name.
What
is
the, what does the friend say? Honk, honk. He does like a noise.
Skeeter? Yeah, he does like a honk.
I don't even, what does Skeeter sound like?
I don't remember.
Skeeter, Doug. Yeah, proof that Skeeter Valentine was black. That's the first video.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just skip ahead here. We'll just skip ahead here, I said. All right, there's just music in this video. The Skeeter teaches you how to dance. Hey, Doug, here we go. Here's Hong Kong.
998, 999, 1,000. You have done it. I love you.
Just fucking, just get to people speaking. What is with the Doug fans?
The diet going. Donuts.
Yeah, pre-filled.
Adam's like,
a man's penis.
Nah, that's kind of lazy. That's
oh, I love shirt. The smell of a man's yeah. penis.
Mmm, delicious.
Delicious. Can you put it in my mouth?
Yeah.
Anyways, what we're talking. How did we get to that? Is that's what Adam's thinking about when we're talking about having sex with Kamala?
Oh yeah, because he said Doug. Mm-hmm. It must be awesome to be Doug.
You know, I went down to the border and I told them who I won't have sex with, who I will not have sex with.
She didn't.
Is
say
a man
that.
Boy obsessed with the show Doug? Mm-hmm. When I'm trying to give pussy to his podcast host.
Yep.
When his co-host on the podcast that he's friends with.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking true.
Hey, bro, they keep asking me, where's Kamala?
Where's Kamala? Why isn't she?
Why isn't she here? Why isn't she here giving out pussy to the White House? I said she's down there at the pussy getting fucked by Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony. Now she's down there giving pussy to the podcast guys. We have Matt and Shane here at the White House next week. And we're doing a dick measuring contest. We're having Matt and Shane put their dicks together and then have Hunter stand next to them to see if their powers combined can even come close to the size of Hunter's cock.
That's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool. They killed this dog, Champ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Champ. R.I.P. to him.
Champ got for being too fucking rowdy.
Yeah, for biting too many penises around the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. All right. I gotta piss.
It's time to end the show. It's time to go do a bunch of fucking drugs at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's time to do cocaine by myself in my apartment. What if, you know? That'd be-